Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Easter reaches second base with a double. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jensen moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Avila reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Easter strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yost out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Busby reaches third base with a triple. Vollmer scores. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Westlake moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Sonny Dixon now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. There goes Westlake. The tag by Fitzgerald and Westlake is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball towards center. Dobie settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dobie. Jensen moves to third. Busby moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Avila steals second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sonny Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive towards first. Glynn catches it and steps on first to double up Yost. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon spins and fires to second, and Hegan is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Avila reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 4 in the game. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Dixon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen is called out on strikes. One out. Al Simon now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Ed Fitzgerald. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow pinch hits for Al Simon. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.